We have a few guys who have these little iHome stations. So I mean, you know, Spikes has his music. I never really took him for a old soul kind of guy. Yeah, he's you know, guys the Marvin Gaye playing. You know, has the you know, James Brown. You know, I mean, you never know what you're gonna get from Spikes. So, I mean, so I look forward to coming in every day, seeing what he's gonna play.
He's right in the middle of it. So he's one of the music masters.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. He's big on his tunes.
Ed Cut, can you just talk about the 11-man to the ball defense your guys are going to have, especially with Chris Johnson and even Jake Locker when they get outside the pockets?
Yes, sir. I was just saying that they're very dangerous, especially out on the edge, out on the perimeter. So it's going to take everybody getting to the ball and setting the edge and trying to do our best to contain them. It's definitely a great challenge for us.
Kyle, can you just talk about the excitement of getting another season out of the way?
Football's back in the air, you know what I mean? It's exciting, you know, it's exciting time. So we're all just looking forward to, you know, putting together for what we've been doing since spring ball, training camp. Now here we are, week one. So, I mean, we're all just anxious to get out there.
Any added juice that you're starting it up at home?
I'm sorry?
Any added juice that you guys are opening the season at home?
At Tennessee?
My bad. No problem.
It's technically still preseason.
Can you talk about the additions on the defense and, you know, with the draft picks and what this defense will look like this year compared to last year?
I mean, every year is different, you know. You always have different personnel, coaching or whatever the case is. So, I mean, we're just, like I said, looking forward to getting back out there and playing as a unit. You know, we started from OTAs and training camp and preseason, so we're just, you know, excited to, you know, get out there and get a good, you know, head start.
As you took stock of what you did last year into the offseason, what you wanted to work on, what do you think your situation is in terms of your improvement and how much better a player you think you can be?
Accountability, you know, trying to win on every play, you know, go out there and give 100% every play and be a better leader, try to lead by example and things of that nature.
Were there anything technique-wise last year that you were disappointed in yourself that you wanted to work on?
Yeah, but, I mean, of course, there's always things you want to do better, but that's, you know, stuff that you go with, you know, with your coach and you, you know, to work on and, you know, try to come back and improve every year.
How important was it to establish confidence, swagger, whatever word you want to use in preseason, and camp? Mm-hmm. It seemed like defensively you guys as a group established that.
Aggressiveness, you know, just want to be as aggressive as possible. You know, that's why we play defense and just try to impose our will, you know, on opposition, you know, whatever the case was, you know, in camp, you know, our offense, you know, where we play week one, week two, week three, you know, and so on. So, I mean, we just try to be as aggressive and intimidating as we can.
When you see new players young players like Hightower and Jones mm-hmm. come in, it's a message from the organization, we're going to get younger, faster, more aggressive, isn't it?
They fit the mold. definitely. I mean, I'm just very impressed with them, you know, from day one. Just as eager as they were to go out there and show they could do on the field, they were just as eager, you know, off the field. I would come in, you know, and see them in here just watching film for hours, you know, and trying to get better. And I was just saying, I just mentioned earlier, they're like, you know, sponges, just trying to soak everything, you know, up they can as far as information. It's trying to get better. So, I mean, I'm definitely impressed with their, you know, commitment off the field.
You mentioned the aggressive style that you're going to play and mm-hmm. kind of getting after the ball. Do you think you have to have a feel-out style a little bit with the referees to see what they're going to allow you to have? Because no one knows who these referees are.
I mean, you never want to go in a game and put your toe in the water. So, I mean, however the game is called and whatever they're calling, you know, we just adjust to it.
Kyle, this is an organization that a lot of players say they want to come to because mm-hmm. it's a winning organization. Mm-hmm. Does that put pressure on you guys? And is it fun to play for an organization like that?
I mean, that's your... By no means is it always to go out here and win every Sunday. You know, any win is a good win. So, I mean, we definitely take pride in that. And it's just... No added pressure at all. You know, it's our job to go out here, play football, and win games. So, I mean, it comes with the territory.
Is it fun to play in a situation like this?
What's that?
Where you are a winning program every year.
I say so. I guess to be on the opposite end of that spectrum where if you were in a losing program, that wouldn't be as... enjoyable coming to work every Monday after a game. But no, and I mean, we work very hard at it. I mean, it just doesn't come easy. And it don't take for granted. It's not a given. I mean, it's definitely you have to put a lot of time into these games. You know, behind closed doors. You know what people don't see. So it's a lot of effort goes into it.
How excited are you to get things going on some games that actually count?
We're very excited. We're very excited. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we just, you know, want to go out here and get a good, you know, a good head start and as far as what we've been doing in the off season. You know, OTAs, training camp, preseason. Now, you know, the bullets are live. So I mean, we're ready to go out here and, you know, just have some fun.
Kind of like the last season.